when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Hey, here we go again, time for another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show, old time music, all old records. Yeah, every time. That's why we know they're oldies, because nothing's digital on this show. Got a big stack of records to work our way through. What are we, technically, I guess, second show of 2020. Right, barely. I mean, last year we were, it kind of overlapped last week, the end of one year and the beginning of the next, but now we're firmly entrenched in 2020, and I got a big handful of records that, they haven't been played, maybe, because they're in crummy old dirty paper sleeves instead of the nice, clean, heavier, color-coded ones that I put all the records in when I organize them. So that means nothing we're about to do today is organized. So let's see what happens. Dick Hagedorn and the Eighth Notes get us started. And even though this is a little early, it's the springtime polka. There you go, Dick Hagedorn of the Eighth Notes and the Springtime Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and it's a little weird for me sitting here playing a record called the Springtime Polka when in the distance I can hear this neighbor's snowblower running outside. Ah, yes, long way before we have any kind of springtime, I'll tell you that. And yes, I mentioned last week that we had a pile of snow on the way up here in northern Minnesota, and we did. I think I plowed three times last week now. That's too much, I'm telling you. All right, we got more records to play on the show. Glad you're with us for another week. Here's Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers. This is the Derbytown Polka. Says on the record here, not for airplay, because the record's a little bit naughty. But I listened to it, and all the naughty words have been bleeped out. So you have to use your imagination. And by today's standards, it just doesn't matter.
I went down to Derby Town just the other day, and there I saw the fattest goat that was ever fed on hay. The horns upon this billy goat were made of solid brass. The one stuck out of his shoulder and the other came out of his. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. On this billy goat, they were so far apart, and every time when he'd bend down, he'd let a little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Billy goat, they were so very thick, and every time when he'd bend down, you could see his little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Hey! In Derby Town, they lived in a house of glass, and every time they'd take a bath, you could see their little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Hey! He is not very rich, but those guys that play this song, they're a dirty. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I.
Well, there you go, Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers there. The Derby Town Polka, yeah, sure, it's a naughty record, but not if you don't think of what the words are when they bleep them out. It's not really bleeping, I guess, but you know what I mean anyway, because we play everything here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Want to remind you to visit worldofaccordions.org. Not going to necessarily tell you that you need to drive over there in the middle of winter, although you certainly could. They do have operating hours during the winter, but maybe you want to just get them on your list of places you'd like to visit when you're traveling this spring and summer. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. And it's cool, man. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. All sorts of historical stuff. History stuff. You know, background information, music, research on people and musicians and songwriters and all that sort of stuff. They've got a beautiful concert hall. They've got one of the only places in the world that has an accordion repair and technician school, for Pete's sake. They always have activities during the good weather, jam sessions, indoor-outdoor events. They participate in parades, all kinds of cool stuff. Check it out. Online is the best way to get a sneak peek. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. The gift shop is there, and they'll have the calendar of events posted for the coming year, and they've got a bunch of pictures from the museum. Check them out. Why don't you? Worldofaccordions.org. All right, here's the Will Bill Band. Or is it the Bill Will Band? I guess it's the Bill Will Band. this is called Joey's Polka. Joey's Polka. Okay, there you go. That's the Bill Will Band. I just like to be sure I get that in the right order. Yes, the Bill Will Band. It's Bill Peterson on banjo and Will Tautzberg on accordion with a whole bunch of other guys on there. But anyway, fun record because the record is on translucent green vinyl. So it's a little extra festive when you play that one. All right, here we are doing it. It's Tim Zumpa Hour. Every week we do this in case you're just stumbling upon the show here in the last few weeks. We've been doing this for quite a while now. This is actually, I think, show number 302. Does that sound right? I have to double check that, but I think so. Which means we played a lot of polkas on this show over the past several years, and we're going to keep doing it for a while. So you're not going to get rid of us that easy. Anyway, coming to you from northern Minnesota, where, we're right in the heart of polka country. You know what? Every place in the country is polka country. No matter where you go, there's a thriving polka community, if you will, and the styles of music kind of change throughout the country. You know, we got Pennsylvania style, you got Chicago style, you got Texas style. It's different all over the place. And of course, up here around Minnesota, you got a lot of Yumpa style. You know, you got the home of the Six Fat Dutchman, you got Whoopi John, you got all kinds of legendary people of the Yumpa vein. And here's I think this guy's from Minnesota. I always seem like he's from Minnesota. Marv Masterman has done a polka version. He has, a long, long time ago, judging from the age of this record, a great polka version of a Hank Williams Sr. country classic song. Here's the Jambalaya Polka. Masterman doing up a little Hank Sr. there with the Jambalaya Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Oh, look, what do we have over here?
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? There she goes.
Thank you.
that, of course, is the Shmuleski Brothers and the What Do You Know Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. See how I say that? I say, of course, that's the Shmuleski Brothers. Like you all already assumed that was the Shmuleski Brothers. Anyway, I'm just looking at what notes that people take on record sleeves. You know, you put the 45s in the paper sleeves, and they're sitting around, and naturally they make a perfect place to jot down some notes on them. It's just weird. Anyway, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners over here on turntable number one. And for those of you that wouldn't know this, when you're from Minnesota and there's a group that has Northeasterners in their name, that means they came from Northeast Minneapolis, or as a lot of people said, Northeast Minneapolis. And my dad owned a drugstore in Northeast Minneapolis for many, 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 many years. In fact, he had three different stores over the course of about, I don't know, 40 years at least. And in fact, one of the stores was located on the ground floor of the PNA building, which is the Polish National Alliance. And the PNA hall was upstairs of the drugstore. And if the drugstore was open on the weekends, and there was a wedding that had their polka reception at the PNA hall, you'd be in the drugstore and people be upstairs. There'd be hundreds of people dancing the polka up there, and you could see the ceiling moving. It's like, whoa! There was, you know, when you're like a 12-year-old kid, that's pretty freaky stuff. Anyway, so that's the Northeasterners, or the Northeasterners. Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners. This is the Love is the Answer polka.
Love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for. Everybody's talking about the troubles of the world, but no one can tell us what to do. I know a way to put a stop to all this bitterness. Here's a secret that I share with you. Love, love, love is the answer. Love can bring our people back together. Love, love, love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for. Open up your heart and let your love shine through. That's a secret that I share with you. Love, love, love is the answer. Love can bring our people back together. Love, love, love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for.
There you have it, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners there. Love is the Answer polka. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, is where you happen to be hanging out listening right now. I want to remind you, you can get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. Yes, you can. A million different ways, because there's so much technology nowadays. You can call and leave a voice message or text to area code 218-259-2985. Jot that down, because if you have an emergency request or something, I mean, granted, we're not going to do it till the next week's show, but you could still get it in. 218-259-2985. Voice message or text to that number. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't even work out for you, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those are high-tech ways you can get in touch with us. I've talked before about how you can have a song, and if it's an instrumental, you can give it any title you want, and it works. So we're going to do the Barnyard Blues Polka, and it says right on the record, it's an instrumental polka. Here's Whoopi John and the orchestra. John and the orchestra there, the Barnyard Blues Polka. I heard no barnyard animals or anything in there. Well, it's that instrumental. I guess like a goat bleating could count as goat talking, so that would it wouldn't be an instrumental. But anyway, I'm trying to get the record in the sleeve. If you're wondering what all that news is and the noise is in the background, try to run a tidy show here on the Oompa Hour. Now let's talk about Christmas cookies. I know Christmas is over, but you might still have some cookies in the pantry or in the freezer, huh? We always made it when I was a kid. My mom made what she called hopscotches. And I realized a lot of the kids today call them haystacks. And one of my grandkids called them something else over the holidays. I don't remember what it was. But it's basically chow mein noodles and melted peanut butter, melted butterscotch chips and marshmallows all smooshed together. And they kind of look like haystacks, but we always called them hopscotches. So I was just wondering if other people made them and if you called them hopscotches or haystacks. And I can't remember what my other grandson called them. Something weird. I was like, no, that's not right. But anyway, I have the hopscotch polka, which I think probably more refers to the game that you play on the sidewalk with the chalk than anything else. But anyway, here's Art Mooney and his orchestra. Pat Mooney and the Orchestra, Hopscotch Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Got Frank Yankovic coming up here in just a second, but before we get to that, I had a couple of notes to pass along here from the International Polka Association. You know, it is January. Did you know January is National Polka Month? It is. It's a real thing. I looked it up. And the IPA is having their Festival of Bands and the warm-up dance the day before coming up here in January yet. And I bet you still have time to get some tickets, maybe even get a hotel room. I'm not sure about that, but it happens. The 51st Annual Chicago Festival of Polka Bands is Sunday, January 29th. And, man, they got a lineup here. They got Tony Blazonczyk's New Phase, the music company, Windy City Brass, Freeze Dried, the Tri-City Band, the IPA Tribute Band, and the D Street Band, going to be at Glendora Banquets on Harlem Avenue, Chicago Ridge, Illinois. Doors open 11:30 in the morning, music at noon. It's like a full day, man. $15 at the door. And before that, because that's on Sunday the 19th, the day before that, on Saturday the 18th, they're having the warm-up dance. You know, get you up to speed for Sunday's activities. Lenny Gamolka, Chicago Push, going to be playing for that one. And that's the Saturday before. That'd be January 18th at Polonia Banquets on Archer Avenue in Chicago. And you can get a that's $15 at the door. Also, you can get a two-day pass for $25. Anyway, I'm sure there's more information at the IPA, International Polka Association, website. So you probably, if you don't remember all that, you can Google it. And everything's on the Google, no matter what you want to know. And I'll just quickly mention this one. Coming up in March on the 22nd, it's the IPA and Let's Polka USA Unity Dance in Chicago Ridge, Illinois, Glendora Banquets. And they got a bunch of stuff going on. But I'll just mention that one. We'll get into the details when we get a little closer to March. But I had it right there, so I thought I'd mention it. This is the Bunny Polka. Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Thank you. Yankovic and his Yanks there and the Bunny Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. What do? We play polka records. We do for an hour every week right here in the same spot on your favorite radio station or webcast or stream or whatever kind of high-tech thing you might be listening to this week. Glad you're along with us anyway. Now, this next record I don't believe we ever played on the show. And it does kind of fulfill our waltz requirement for the show. If you're new, you know we always try to get one waltz at least into every show. We play Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins all the time here on the show. One of my favorite bands there from Green Bay, Wisconsin, as a matter of fact, on Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. It's just fun to say Sheboygan. I mean, come on, admit it. Say it with me. Sheboygan. It's just a fun name, you know. But I don't normally, I don't think I've ever played this side of the record on the show before. It's Fuzzy's theme song. And that's the name of the song on the record, is Fuzzy's theme song. And it happens to be in waltz tempo, so it does meet our waltz requirement for the week. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. Called Fuzzy's theme song, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. You know, that last go-around there, it sounded like they were leading up to where the singing was going to come in, but it just went into an accordion solo. And I know it wasn't instrumental, but I felt like they were going to sing, but then they didn't. So anyway, let's do one from the Deutschmeisters. Haven't played them for a while. I know, because when I go to type them on the playlist, because I keep a playlist of all the songs we play each week, and I went to type Deutschmeisters, and I'm like, how do you spell that again? So I know I haven't played one for a while, because I haven't had to type it for quite a while. This is called Why Did I Get Married?
Sing.
course, the Deutschmeisters. Oh, why did I get married here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It's your old-time oldies show. See, now that people will always discuss whether or not you say Johnny pecan or pecan. No, because there's no A. It's not like a pecan pie. Anyway, Johnny Pecan and the Orchestra. I don't know. Here's the Dream Train Polka. Pecan there, Dream Train Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Well, gosh, we did Whoopi John. We may as well throw one in from the Six Fat Dutchman, huh? This is the Musicians Play All Night Polka. We'll be right back. sound. That one you could really tell. We're playing records here. Plenty of what you call your surface noise in that one. Adds to the authenticity. Kind of like when you're buying antiques and you like to find the ones that have the good patina, you know. Then you know you got the good stuff. Let's do one for the Maddie's Brothers. Y'all know this one. Here's the Hoo La La Polka.
I drink plain soda, she drinks gin cooler. I dance the polka and she does the hula.
Hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la, boom boom boom. Hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la la, hula boom boom boom. She is disgusting. She goes with Tony and I'm so lonely.
Hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la, boom boom boom. Hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la la, hula boom boom.
La la polka there, Maddie's Brothers, a Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Probably time for a couple more records yet on the show this week. Yeah, we're going to throw in another waltz, as a matter of fact, and it's coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
Alrighty, room for a couple more records, maybe even three if I can find a little short one to sneak in here on this week's Oompa Hour. Let's do some waltzing. This is Landler number two waltz. It's the Jolly Fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go! It's the Jolly Fisherman there, Landlord number 2, Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. We're going to see if we can't sneak in 2 more, huh? I'll see what I can do. Here's Johnny Vadnall. Who's going to love you?
I wish I had you back again, but darling, even though our parting makes me blue, I wish the best of luck to you. Although I can't help wondering who, yes, who.
Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand? Who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna hug you? Who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone? Kiss you, who's gonna hug you, who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna hold your hand? Who's gonna say you're grand? Who's gonna kiss you, who's gonna hug you, who's gonna love you, dear? Who's gonna be your honey when I'm gone?
Hang out, Johnny Vadnall there, who's going to love you? Yikes, let's squeak one in here, shall we? Let's go out on the Pork and Chops Polka with the Frankie Kramer Orchestra. I should never try to hurry these things up, should I?
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Frankie Kramer's orchestra puts a wraps on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. As much as I was trying to jam in that extra record there, I think I pulled it off. I think we got enough time to play the closing and still get out of here on schedule this week. Even though the pressure of fitting him in there messes with my mind, you know what I mean?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.